Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I wonder if anybody's ever had to come to me and ask me, like, Olin, tell us what you think. You know, don't sugarcoat it.
Olin Krutz.
If the guy didn't want to fight me at some point during the game, I am not playing hard enough.
14-year NFL veteran.
I know if Olin's speaking, it's going to be the truth. It's going to be what he sees, and it's probably going to be right.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
Fire, man!
To hear that communication, to hear him swearing at him, that wasn't my style to swear.
I'm sorry, what?
Listen, bless are the storytellers, for we tell the story.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Here at Wonderverse in Oak Brook.
Walk in there and you're transported into, like, a movie, Jumanji.
Yes.
Have you seen Jumanji 2 with Kevin Hart and The Rock?
I have.
I've never laughed so hard in my life.
It's very, very good.
That
those guys have great chemistry
show. Oh,
together.
Man. I'm going to go in there and be The Rock.
Well, I think we all know who Kevin Hart is.
The happiest person in the world would be my wife if I turned into The Rock.
Pick us a man!
What? Olin Krutz.
In cooking!
No one does it like Chris Tannehill, man. He's listening to everything and he gets everything going. Our guy, Olin Krutz, is now with us here on The Score. Olin, thanks for joining us as Carmel Catholic gets ready for DePaul prep tonight.
Yes. Yes, we are getting ready for them. Hopefully to rebound after our loss last week to a tough Montini team who stopped God's play on the goal line. Credit to them.
Oh, no. Is it?
Yeah.
Does it make you want to shake your fist at God when the play doesn't work like that? That's too bad, Olin.
No, what makes me want to shake my fist is the way you said, oh, no. That makes me want to shake my fist. But other than that, feeling pretty good about we had a great time at Wonderverse, Lawrence, man. And the win made it even better there. Great pre- and post-game show.
Yeah, it was a good time. I was glad to be back in a room with you and Patrick, like, watching football again, because it's such a great, like, educational tool for me to kind of learn some stuff. I want to go back because, Olin, I don't know if he speaks. Olin was looking at tape while we were doing post-game because he's locked in like that. And, during the break, he was like, hey, he's like, watch this. He's like, this is what I want you to watch. I want you to watch Montez Sweat. And I want you to watch what happened to him inside of the game. Carolina did a good job of making the other guys on the Bears defense do the job. How can Montez get himself back to being the menace going up against Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville?
Well, first of all, he's not playing against Taylor Moten, right, who is a really, really good right tackle. Did a nice job against Montez. So we knew that matchup would be a really good matchup to watch. It doesn't mean that Montez Sweat didn't win a few, but Anton Harrison for the Jaguars is not Taylor Moten for the Panthers. So it's always matchups, right? It's always styles make fights, especially in the trenches. You're always looking for those matchups that matter. But as far as, the Bears defense goes overall, Lawrence and Speeds, the secondary is the one that really put on the show against the Panthers, right? I mean, really a look to confuse Andy Dalton. He didn't want to throw the ball, which tells me he thought, man, that defense is way too fast. Those windows are way too small. And then you kind of walk it back and say, man, I hope Brisker and Tyrique Stevenson are out there, because that unit, when they're all together, really, really is playing at an elite level.
Yeah, everybody in that secondary made a big play of consequence, really, in that game. So they all contributed. Elijah Hicks in at center, possibly Jalen Jones in at corner if Tyrique can't go. What does that do to the unit overall in your mind, Olin?
Well, Speaks, I hope Elijah Hicks is not playing center, because that would be a problem for the Chicago Bears. But he is a strong safety, right? And you got to take a step back. Right, you got that is something you got to see. You're a little bit worried about going to the game now. The Bears defense has been playing on a high level. Coach John Hoke, secondary coordinator, has done a nice job with those guys. They still have Jalen Johnson, who some people argue top three or four best cover guys in the NFL. Kyler Gordon's still there, right? So it's still a very good unit, but when they have everybody, they're an elite unit, and that's what will make it interesting against the Jaguars when they play.
Olin, I liked how Erica Washington talked about Jervon Dexter and Andrew Billings both. Well, what are your thoughts on Washington as a teacher and the emergence of Dexter specifically in the middle of that D-line?
Yeah, Eric Washington was obviously here when I was on the Bears, and a ton of respect from him. And I know he's learned from Rod Marinelli and other high-level defensive line coaches. The guy's got a great background in coaching D-line and football, and you see it in Jervon Dexter's rise, getting a lot of pressure up the middle there. Billings now been raving about him since last year, right? Everybody knows how much of a fan I am of Andrew Billings and what he does in the middle of that defense and the way they're playing them right and left. And Billings even plays three technique. And I heard Coach Washington talk about how this defense, how this four-man front really matches his style of play with his quickness, at which you wouldn't think at his size, right? But he's got quickness. He's got a lot of hand violence. By that, I mean, when you watch him, when he throws his hand to sweep or knock down an offensive lineman's hand, it looks like it hurts the offensive lineman. So big, strong man, men in the middle. Jervon Dexter and Andrew Billings playing at a high level. Some of that, though, guys, when you watch the film from the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, really, you think about, okay, what's real and what's not against the Rams and the Jaguars. I heard Lawrence ask Weider that question. Something that kind of worries me is the Bears' defensive line against the run. There are holes there. We saw that 38-yard run last week. Now, Chris Williams, backup defensive tackle, was in the game. They did a nice job motioning him to nose, getting him at the nose, and I won't bore the listeners with all of this, but scoring a touchdown. I watched that run defense, guys, and one thing I kind of worry about is if you have to worry about your secondary, right, how do you load up? They've been stopping the run with run stunts and blitzes lately when guy teams are going to go in running the ball. Now you lose a couple of your pieces on the back end. Can you play man? Can you keep stacking that box without getting hurt deep over the top? That's something I'm a little worried about going against a little bit better of a team in the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's funny, when it comes to like building out an opinion on football, I do my best, but I love to run stuff by people like you who actually know. We got this piece of sound, Owen, and we wanted you to hear it and then react to it. This was Stacey Dales on this morning, and this was her talking about what Shane Waldron does and doesn't do or didn't do when it came to scripting his offense.
And one of the things I discovered is they didn't have a first 15. You know, Shane was more so looking for, like, he had suggestions, and, you know, this is new for him too. He's got a rookie quarterback. But I think Shane probably was trying to figure out, like, how to coach the rookie phenom. They wanted a vision. I think everybody wanted it. Caleb wanted it. They wanted, you know, especially a comfort level to start a game.
So this feels like a big deal to me. Is it a big deal to you that they didn't have scripted plays?
Yeah, I don't even know what to think about that. And we all know what kind of professional Stacey Dales is, right? And we know when she says something, she's got a lot of sources behind what she says. You almost don't want to believe that what she said right there is true, right? You almost want to say, like, well, must have took something somebody said the wrong way. But if they didn't have a first 15, yes, it's something I've never heard of. And it points to the fact of the way the Bears offense looked discombobulated in the first couple of weeks. and you wondered why some of those plays were coming out. They weren't stacking plays. They didn't seem to make any sense. There wasn't really a plan when you watched it early on, right? But, like, listen, man. Last week they had a first 15, and that first play should have went for a pick six, right? So there's a lot to the story, right? We all remember J.C. Horn, Keenan Allen ran out. Caleb threw it behind him, and Keenan Allen had to turn into a DB and knock that ball to J.C. Horn's hands. Or the first play would have been a pick six, and there you go. Scripted first play for a pick six, and I think they went three and out. So, you know, they came back the next drive, obviously ran downhill against, you know, I don't know what it was, like their fifth string defensive tackle, and the rest is history, right? But that does worry me a little bit. Why? I guess someone's going to ask Shane Waldron about why he would do that, why he would not go into the game with a first 15. I used to have that in my hotel room at night, Lawrence, and I would go through the first 15. I'd turn the video on of the team we were playing. I would look in my playbook and really get my mind right for the looks I was going to get in those first 15 versus what front, versus what blitzes, and I knew what calls I had to make and how I had to organize the blocking scheme and the line call. So, to not give a quarterback, a rookie quarterback, a first 15 so he can study and get ready for the game seems – I'm a little worried about that, to be honest, and I guess that's why we heard all the stuff from Mercedes Lewis and all those guys coming out talking about, look, we got to change some things around here.
Oy, it confirms some of the storylines that felt like we were riding over the first month of the season. Olin, how early in a week would you know about the first 15, or at least have an idea of when those things were coming together? Like, did it inform practices during the week, that kind of thing?
Well, usually on Wednesdays, first and second down, race speeds, and then third down on Thursday, and maybe a little short yardage goal line, and Friday, short yardage goal line. The whole game plan is in. Saturday, you walk in for walkthrough and usually get your first 15. So you have it all day Saturday, and then you have it Saturday night, and then you have it Sunday morning. So you see how much you can prepare for those first plays. Now, obviously, things change, right? I mean, first down, you lose a yard. You obviously can't go to your second down play, right? Third down, if you're third and eight, that wasn't the plan going to the game. So, but just to have the first, you know, 15 ideas in your head, and then you can really go, especially now with these guys with their iPads and their computers and all the film work you can do on the airplane, on the bus, in the hotel room. The first 15 is a huge advantage, I would imagine. And like the Bears players there were probably doing, I would probably be asking for Coach Waldron or Coach Morgan or whoever my coach was, hey, man, I need to know what the first 10 to 15 ideas were so I can get ready for this game, really study film, really make sure I'm doing the right things because, as you know, with a young quarterback, starting fast is important.
Oh, how often were those plays that were on the first 15 script the plays that you guys had worked and drilled? Like, I want to kind of get a sense for, are those the bread and butter plays, or are those just specific to who your opponent is going to be, or a combination of both?
Yeah, what they are, they're usually what you do really well, right? What Caleb does well, which you can't argue with that first play, right? What route have we seen Keenan Allen run really well? The out route, right? What route have we seen Caleb Williams throw well? The quick out route. So they called it. They called sticks, probably, right? And Keenan Allen ran it, and it was a bad throw. But that's kind of what you do there, right? You want to get your young quarterback going. You want to ask guys to do what they do really well against what the defense gives you early on. And then mostly you're just collecting information, right? Okay, how are they going to line up to, say, our, you know, three wide receiver personnel? How do they line up with bring Everett and Cole Kmet in the game? How do they line up with bring Mercedes Lewis, Everett, Cole Kmet, three tight ends in the game? How do they line up? So you're just collecting information. Who are they double covering right now? Is it DJ Moore or is it Keenan Allen? Stuff like that is what you're looking for in your first 15 to collect information, know how they're going to match personnel, and then know what they're going to do against the plays you're going to call.
Olin Kreutz with us here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score. So let's see. We got Matt Pryor at a starting guard. Tevin Jenkins, he was listed as hopeful, or Matt Eberflus said he was hopeful that Tevin could play on Sunday. Bill Murray got in. Is Nate Davis the fourth guard of choice on this team? Does that mean he's definitely active for this Sunday's game, even?
I guess it just depends on, you know, we heard Ryan Poe's comment, no comment, which says everything, right? About, you know, there's certain things we ask of players, and they know the standard we set, and we've said it many a times, and we relayed that message to him, so he knows. Basically, you know, we've gone on that road with him, and we've moved on, it sounds like to me. But with the injuries they have, right, there's the Bates, Borum, now Kevin, gosh, there's not a lot of guys left you can give a jersey to, so Nate Davis has to stay ready. The interesting thing will be when all those guys come back, what path they take with Nate Davis. But, you know, Spies, I think we're all answering our own questions. We've been asking these questions about Nate Davis for a couple of years now. It was a rumor about him coming out of the Titans. It was why Vrabel wanted to move on from him. Sometimes you make bad signings, man, and you just hope you make more good ones than bad ones. And right now, Ryan Poles, I say, is in the plus category, but Nate Davis is a bad one.
You mentioned a little bit about Jacksonville and what they might do. When you turned on the tape, what did you see from them?
I saw a team struggling, but struggling against very good teams, right? But we talk about their defense and how many yards they give up, but you got to look at who they played, right? Josh Allen, Stroud, and Flacco in the last 3 weeks. Now, Flacco's not great anymore, but he put up, I think, 360, 370 yards against them. Their offense came alive. I see an offensive line, a pretty good offensive line, guys, that could take advantage of the Bears' run defense, which has been a little leaky the last couple weeks. Now, they like Tank Bigsby running the ball. They've gone to him a little more often. Mitch Moore, center from the Buffalo Bills. You guys remember the play last week when the guard blocked down and the center pulled around for that touchdown against the Bears. Mitch Moore is one of the best pulling centers in the NFL. And then, you know, Brandon Scherff versus Javon Dexter would be a great matchup to watch. And on the defense side of the ball, I mean, they struggle in the secondary. It seems like the Bears offense should take advantage of this defense. I heard you guys talking about how much man they play. They do play a lot of man. Their defensive line will be a better defensive line the Bears face in the last 2 weeks, but not one of the great ones. It's kind of like you guys see in Vegas. It's kind of a pick'em game. It really is what I'm looking at here, and you're hoping the Bears' defense will be the difference because they're the best unit on the field. But with a couple of injuries there, things might get interesting in London, and it'll be an interesting game to see if this offense can keep rolling what they've got started.
Yeah, the Jags' defense is 31st in total yards, 32nd, dead last in passing yards. Trayvon Walker, the former number one pick, right? Trayvon Walker had his best game of his career, 7 pressures, 3 sacks last week. Mm-hmm. But this is a game, Olin, the Bears' offense might need to put up 30 in this game. Like it might need to be a game where Caleb just continues to show out if that Jags offense and Trevor Lawrence take advantage of a banged up secondary. I'm thinking of barn burner. What do you think?
I don't know if the Bears defense is going to give up 30 speeds, but I'd like to see the Bears offense outscore someone like that, right? I'd love to see a 37-30 game or something like that. That'd be great to see for the Bears, to see if they could keep up with them. But Bears defense still very good. Coach Eberflus' unit, I don't see them giving up 30 points to this team. Now, as far as the Jaguars go, right, they face the Dolphins with Tua Tagovailoa. They face the Browns. Against the Browns, they only give up 18. And then they face Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud, and Joe Flacco, right? So they face some good teams. They may be thinking, too, are the Bears real or not when they watch the film? So we'll see. It's really, really good to see the Bears go on the road against this Jaguars team who you don't think is that great, right? It's good to see, like we've been asking, how much of this is real. And we talked about Lawrence on a post-game show. Look, you have to be good enough to beat a bad team that bad. So it was good to see the Bears with all the injuries the Panthers had coming in, with how bad they were playing. It was good to see the Bears do that to them. Now, let's see a team that has struggled against some good quarterbacks. Let's see the Bears make them continue to look the way they're looking, or the Jaguars defense look at the film and say, look, here's a chance for us to get right, right? Here's a chance for us to get moving in the right direction after our 37-34 victory over the Colts last week.
The pregame show is tomorrow morning, which I think is great. We're going to have the marathon on Sunday morning in that spot. And you've got an Illini versus Purdue game to get to as well. Are you going to be able to get this much football in this weekend?
Well, I'm going to be doing a couple segments, obviously, on the pre- and post-game show, hoping to get on there as much as I can. But I got the Eli and I versus Purdue game. We're headed down there. And then right after that, driving into the city, obviously, like you guys know, my wife Wendy runs the marathon every year. So I'll be partaking in the marathon.
All right. Oh, we love you, man. We appreciate you. Thanks so much. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Olin.
That's Olin Kreutz. Man. He's got the Carmel game, the Illini versus Purdue, Bear stuff, and a wife running in the marathon. That's a full weekend, folks. That's a lot of stuff that you got to get done between now and noon on Sunday.
That's a lot of football. The man has a high capacity for football, and he's gonna watch it all and enjoy it all and hope everybody's running God's play on every single play. He did not make me feel better. He made me even firmer in my conviction to rent. I'm not renting to own, but I am renting a place in Concernville.
He's my defense secretary in Worry Town.
Oh, God. Sounds like, yeah, he's got a captain position?
Yeah.
Might have to map this out. Anybody know a cartographer? Shane, you got a cartographer on staff?
Yeah, I got three.
Okay, good. Yeah, get me a cartographer. We need to map out Bears County here because I'm not going to Feartropolis. Lawrence is the mayor of Worry Town. I'm renting in Concernville, but it's getting more populated where I am.
That's for damn sure. Do you want Olin as your defense secretary or as your prosecuting attorney? I want Olin prosecuting. I mean, the attorney general.
He's clearly capable of holding more than one job. So true. We can make him both of those things.
I'm only paying him $15 an hour.
I'm paying him way more than that.
How about one-man police force
in
Worry Town?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one guy in charge.
Pretty much. Yeah. You don't have to
get
really
people
worry
to stop
about
saying ACAB real fast.
Yeah.
You don't say that with Olin around.
You're not going to mess around with that type of thing. That's for sure. Why don't we learn a little bit more about Jacksonville and what Jacksonville thinks about the Bears?
Yeah, the whole schedule of the week was screwy, man. Like, when the Bears talked was early in the morning. The Jags, because they got there late, didn't do the normal day thing. So just now we have an opportunity to hear the coach and the quarterback talk about the Bears.
We will do that next on the
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on The Score.
Anything to declare?
Yeah.
Don't go to England.
such a good choice. Stones!
Snatch is one of my favorite movies ever, by the way. That movie is so much fun, and...
That's a fun movie.
It is! It's a very fun movie.
Daniel Norris approves.
Maybe I'll watch it this weekend.
The Guy Ritchie, right?
Yes. Very, like, the most Guy Ritchie.
Extremely Guy Ritchie.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Netflix show that I just watched that felt like it was a Guy Ritchie show? A Guy Ritchie show, but I don't remember whether it was or not. With like the guy who owned the owned a manor in England, and he was dealing pot from underneath the manor.
I've never seen the show.
It was really good. I can't remember now. Was it The Gentleman? Maybe.
The Gentleman Caller?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the Guy Ritchie project, I think.
It was The Gentleman. It was The Gentleman. It was created by Guy Ritchie. Yeah, I recommend. That was a fun watch. It's a very fun watch on the old Netflix.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not why you called, though.
I mean, why not? It's Friday. We can talk about all this stuff.
There's going to be Friday.
There's going to be a lot of London stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, as people get ready for that game?
Yeah. No, it's true. And then you'll see the Bears with all the marketing rights they have in London.
Because they got London in the great game of Risk that the NFL played.
Yeah, and both end zones are painted in Bears colors because this is a home game. You know, I didn't want to interrupt Olin when he said going on the road to Jacksonville. This was a home game for the Bears.
You're going on the road to London. So, I mean, you have to... Think of it as a road trip.
Right.
Because it's the longest road trip that you're ever going to take.
But whatever the home rights are for the home team that are transferable across the pond, they have.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll make any difference.
Right. They get to come out second, right? So they get to come out. Yay! It's going to be. I'm interested in the crowd mix because the Jags, as you mentioned, they're over there all the time. They play over there a lot.
The Jags have a strong fan base there, but the Bears historically have a strong fan base there. And it's always interesting, too. That's why when we were talking with Jalen about it, I wanted him to be prepared because he's going to see like 49ers jerseys and Lamar Jackson jerseys because it's like a celebration whenever there's a game there of all of the, whether it's expats or citizens that just happen to love the NFL, a lot like how Americans now are when any sort of international soccer team comes into town.
Yeah.
That's your opportunity to, it doesn't matter who's playing, I get to wear my Arsenal kit to Soldier Field.
Yeah, no, the NFL has successfully transferred their game to England. That they absolutely have. Whether there's going to be a team over there full time,
I think that's coming.
Yeah, it probably is coming, but they've successfully
Jacksonville.
So they can just stay there.
Just, I mean, they're staying there. Yeah. Like that, they're already doing two games. So you got ideally, I guess you would probably have two teams over there.
Mm.
Like you won't just do one. You'll probably do two, and then you can have teams come over for 2 weeks of games, like that sort of thing, if you start to build this whole thing out.
Let's get to the Jaguars, where the embattled Doug Peterson rebounds at least for 1 week. I mean, I guess two, because they almost beat the Texans after the 47-10 loss on Monday Night Football to the Bills, one of the worst losses in franchise history. They almost beat the Texans. They're 0-4. Peterson started pointing the finger at Trevor Lawrence and the players, rumors of him losing the locker room. But then they get the win against the Colts. Here's Doug Peterson talking about the Bears and their offensive turnaround over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think the quarterback's playing better, number one. I think he's seeing things, seeing the field better. And we know the talent that he is, great talent, young player. And has the ability to move in the pocket and run and escape. And I think that's you know, for them, I think there's consistency there. The O-line is playing better. And again, just this whole thing takes time, right? It's a new signal caller back there. They got some pieces that they're all trying to gel together and really kind of, I guess, just kind of learn, get to know each other a little bit. So you're seeing that improvement, you know, each week and defensively, just real quick. I mean, this is a good defense. You know, they're They're one of the top scoring defenses, you know, obviously, since they got Montez Sweat, and rightfully so. He's a great player, great edge rusher. So we've got our work cut out for us.
I wonder what longtime Brett Favre backup Doug Peterson, Andy Reid assistant Doug Peterson, and successful NFL head coach Doug Peterson would think about Shane Waldron not giving Caleb Williams a first 15 place over the first 3 weeks.
You know what's crazy is
I can't stop thinking about it now.
I understand. I completely understand. Especially,
screw you, Lawrence.
What did I do?
You brought it to our attention.
Oh, I thought that was the gig.
No, you damaged the esprit de corps.
Oh, my fault.
Whatever.
I just like the fact that we had Olin on, and I see, that's the thing is that you want to check your sensibilities. That's why it's great to have Olin on, because you go, this seems dumb.
Yeah, he made it worse. He totally made it worse.
This seems like a dumb thing. Mr. All-Pro, Mr. Pro Bowler.
Mr. Center. He said he spent all day
Mr.
Saturday.
Mr. Captain.
All night Saturday, Sunday morning, going over the first 15, locking in for the game.
Does this seem stupid to you? Yes. Very stupid.
It's hard to catch one of the most prepared men in football off guard. And that caught Olin off guard.
Yeah. It caught me off guard this morning, and it was one of those things where you just go, oh, ooh, that seems like it's a really big issue.
That's all I'm thinking about now. I'm not thinking about the meatloaf that I have at home. I'm not thinking about Yom Kippur. I'm not thinking about any of that.
But it kind of lines up, too, with the leadership conversations.
Sure.
So everything lines up together. So Mercedes going to Eberflus, and then Eberflus going to Mercedes and saying, go to Shane, and then Jalen going to Shane, and all of the things that Jalen told us about meeting with them, everything lines up to where it changed.
But we were right, though.
Of course.
We were right about what Mercedes was actually saying.
But I thought Mercedes was saying, hey, can we run from the eyes sometimes? And, hey, would you coach up the kids a little bit more and be a little firmer with both the older guys and the younger guys? Instead, he was saying, have you ever run an offense before? Because the first 15 is something that would help the quarterback and all of us, frankly.
Yeah. So I get why you're still thinking about it. Folks in the Twitch stream are still talking about it. It's jarring.
Yeah.
It's a jarring thing to have happen. And like Olin said, like this isn't random football person X. This is Stacy Dales. You know, this is Stacy Dales, who's been covering the Bears for a long time, along with the rest of the NFL. So the thing that struck me is her making the comparison to Kevin O'Connell and what Kevin O'Connell does with his scripted stuff.
Well, she added the extra context of how it works now.
Yes.
With the priority play sheet, that it's not just your first 15. It's like, this is the stuff we want to establish.
It's the institutional knowledge that she was able to, like, off the dome, be like, yeah, I've talked to a lot of coaches, and this is the way that they do it. So it striking her as being something that she needs to keep following up on, I thought was a big deal.
Not just like another offensive mind in the division, but a guy from the same tree, mm-hmm. from the same coaching tree. You think Sean McVay doesn't use a first 15? Of course he does.
Well, he's got it all memorized.
Yeah, right. But he can't expect the players to, so he puts it on a piece of paper for him.
Can he memorize a win?
not until they get Puka Nacua back, and not until they get Cooper Kupp back and healthy and together.
All right, well, before we even got there, part of the reason that you were appointing yourself the mayor of Worrytown, there was no election, by the way. I recall no.
Those are the best ways to win a mayoral
You really thing. Are. You really
Kenny
are.
Kenny was supposed to certify it, and he wouldn't.
I mean, it was either this or Dalton.
I mean, you should take over Dalton.
I had a pre-scheduled trip.
Are you going to see the Bears?
Hey, look, just coincidence.
How could you ask that of me? I have business to attend to.
You're going to try to bring some business back here?
Like, as I'm wearing, like, my Bear Man costume.
That's what threw us off.
My Doug Plank jersey. Yeah. How could you ask this of me? What an unprofessional thing to ask.
You already know the answer to that.
And yes, I am going. Bear down.
I kind of like the idea. I like the idea of him putting on more Bears gear as he's talking.
Oh, 100%.
He's got like his carry-on with him. It's got Bears tags on it. It's a coincidence.
The cheese grater, the anti-Packer hat, you know.
The mayor holds up his phone like, these are my tickets. You know the answer. Here's my Ticketmaster login. You check out my tickets yourself.
Someone brings him some Zubas. He's like, yeah. So listen, I'm just going over there to attract business back to Chicago. He gets the bear head. Uh-huh. He puts that on the whole time he's talking.
He's pointing his giant foam finger.
Yeah, he's got a D in one hand and a fence in the other. You know the answer.
You can tell I'm going. How dare you ask?
All of a sudden, Dan Hampton just appears next to him.
How a Twitch guy makes a good point here. How perfect is this for the cold open on SNL this weekend? Brandon Johnson addressing the wife's.
It really is.
It would be great.
And going to London.
They're too busy with the Bears game. They're busy with the presidential election and their mayor in New York.
Yeah, they've got the whole thing going on there.
Eric Adams, tough sell on.
Yeah, Brandon looks good, man. By comparison.
Well, he's always definitely well-groomed.
The mayor of Chicago is going to London to attract business, and while I'm there, I'm going to root for the Chicago Bears.
Fix the violence. I will make sure to drive my Bearmobile on the correct side of the street to get to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. But I will stop along the way and try to attract business to Chicago.
I love this stupid show.
Oh, it's good. So Trevor Lawrence was talking about the Bears defense. He says they're very good.
Oh, we'll take a break. Okay. Then we'll hear from him.
Or not.
Other stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
There is a friend of the show, Lawrence, who might switch sides from north to south. I know you're intrigued, and Tanny and Shane are intrigued as well. And then what you find for the top of the hour, I can't wait to hear this. Young Caleb.
There's some Caleb stuff that will make a lot of other stuff make sense, I think, for people. It was a joy to watch, and we're going to share with you next. Well, at 5. But we'll get to that.
Damn
next
right.
In the score.
London's awesome, man. The little things that, you know, we do differently than they do here, like getting on the bus. You get on the bus on the left side of the bus as opposed to the right side of the bus. The steering wheel is on the right side of the bus instead of the left side of the bus. They drive on the opposite side of the road. It's just little stuff like that. We went to the Westminster Abbey last night.
There's graves of people on the floor.
I mean, it was pretty cool. Like you say, yeah, it's some bodies under that floor, brother.
Cubs third base coach Will Harris.
He's the best, man. he's just the best.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
Oh, man. Willie Harris is a great dude. And was probably next to Nico Horner, our best friend on the Cubs in this time slot has been Willie Harris. Just a delightful man, always answered the call, was our guy in London. And he's just super fun, man. Always loved headed into that Cubs clubhouse and getting a chance to talk to Willie. His son, pretty good football player. Pretty good college football player.
Where's his son at? I didn't know that he was playing ball.
Yeah, I think he had transferred. He had entered the portal. But his son was, I believe his son was a cornerback, and he played against Anthony Richardson. And I think was teammates, actually, with Anthony Richardson. So he transferred from one SEC school to the other.
Oh, speaking of this show and people who are on this show.
Sir.
I'm pretty sure that this weekend we are going to see Kurt Warner's son versus Josh McCown's son.
That's crazy. Yeah, so, I think you're right. Rice?
UTSA, I think, is the game.
Mm.
So we can talk with Kurt about that. That's pretty crazy.
Speaking of Kurt, Tuesday next week. I'm sorry. I want to update that because he'll be coming back from London. So Tuesday, 4 p.m. for Kurt.
Which is awesome. So he's doing the game. He's doing the game, and we'll get all of that from Kurt, plus the tape watch. That'll be a great thing to have on the Tuesday.
I mean, now we got to ask him about the script. I mean, that's a thing. That's a thing. Anyway.
We got to ask everybody about it.
The Cubs and Willie Harris have parted ways, mutually parted ways, which offers an opportunity for Willie Harris to go do other stuff. and maybe join someone else's staff and maybe go home.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The way that Tanny has been phrasing it is like, did Willie become a worse third base coach between the end of the season and now? Because they announced some of the departures as an assistant hitting coach, a bullpen coach, and Mike Napoli, the first base coach.
The Napoli one was the one that threw me because the players have talked so glowingly about him.
Yeah, and they kept Napoli. I mean, that's a good buddy of David Ross's that they kept. Willie, I thought, was going to be gone. Just because there are a few spots that you can, like Tommy Ottavi's not going anywhere, Dustin Kelly's not going anywhere.
So if you're Craig Counsell and you want to make changes.
If you need your guys, you know, third base slash outfield is something that you can do. So now there'll be new third base coach and first base coach. Would you three men accept Willie Harris as manager for the Chicago White Sox, or would you rather have Willie Harris bench coach for David Ross manager on the South Side?
Oh, yeah, you got, wait a minute, you're the same guy, Spiegel, that told me that he was going to be the manager in Cincinnati.
I can tell you this, definitively, they asked around about David Ross. I know for sure that Cincinnati interviewed David and was doing their due diligence about David. And then Terry Francona shocked them with a yes.
Terry Francona was like, hi, I'm back.
You remember me? I only took a year off, but I'm ready.
I'm really great at managing.
And they're like, well, yes, you are, as a matter of fact. But no, David was up for that job and had a pretty good shot at it until Francona said yes.
Tanny, how would you feel about this being a thing?
What, David Ross and then Willie Harris as his bench coach?
Sure.
What's not to love about that? Like, Willie's been on the grind for a long time. Like, I believe he started his coaching career in Cincinnati as an outfield instructor. I was kind of really disappointed when he was not brought in, like, for, I don't know, more of a serious interview in the previous cycles.
It bothered me too.
With the White Sox.
It felt like a very cursory thing.
Yeah,
they, considering what he had been doing in other major league organizations, it kind of felt like dismissive almost that they interviewed him.
Right. So it just, you know, you got to love the story about him coming back to the organization where, you know, he scored the winning run in the deciding game of the World Series. And, you know, also he just seems to be a good, likable guy who resonates with players, good energy guy, a guy, you know, who took accountability when he made a mistake, you know, later in last season. But yeah, I would love to see that. And, you know, more than that, is just bringing David Ross in and having someone who can really put their roots down here with this organization. It's going to be a while, right? So this coaching staff is hopefully going to be here for a few years to see this thing through. But we know that these guys are good at their jobs.
If you're David Ross, do you even, I mean, I'm sure you thing. Go, you go do the interview, but do you even want that job?
Yes.
Yeah. And do I want this job for Willie? You know what I mean? Do I want Willie to walk into this situation?
I don't know if I want the White Sox job for David. I like David.
Willie is familiar with the organization as a player and as a coach. Willie was a hitting coach in the organization with the Great Falls affiliate in the Pioneer League. Like, he has been with the White Sox as a coach. So I want someone who's seen it as a player when they were in their prime, as a coach when they couldn't keep up with the rest of teams in Major League Baseball and the rest of those teams' affiliates, and then now. So he knows what to fix and what is going wrong at the minor league level. Willie Harris would be a valuable, valuable voice within the organization, not yet as a manager, but as a bench coach to someone else.
I think the phrasing from the Cubs' perspective of mutually parting ways is doing a lot there.
And it's kind.
I think it also it gives Willie some ownership of the choice, and I think he did have some ownership of the choice. I mean, if they were going to make this move, they would have made it. To Taddy's point, they would have made it 3 weeks ago, and they did not. So
maybe that means that there's other opportunities out there for him.
I think so. And Willie doesn't want to be just a third base coach anymore. Right? You know, if he wants to get bumped up and be a bench coach or be in a place where he thinks he'll get more of a shot to eventually be a manager.
Come on, Willie! Come on, Willie!
Yeah, come on, Willie. Someone needs to manage the White Sox.
I just love Willie Harris. We've all seen the way he interacts with players.
Interacting with Shota.
Yeah.
And him interacting
with Seiya.
With the ball.
Right? Nico loves him, right?
Yeah Nico loves
him. He's a guy who gets it. And in this world of old baseball coaches who don't understand Gen Z, where next year, close to a majority of your Major League Baseball players will be Gen Z. Willie Harris gets it.
It just tickled me. Lawrence said, someone needs to manage the White Sox.
Someone does.
Yes, I agree. Someone does. It doesn't feel that important in the grand scheme.
I'll let you guys know how my interview with them goes.
I didn't know. Didn't know they liked you still over there.
I still got some friends over there.
Are you up for manager of the team?
Yes.
Good.
I'd like to make that announcement now.
As someone who's seen you manage a 16-inch softball team, no. I'd be for it.
Oh, thanks, Shane.
You know, we should do this. Like, I mean, Lawrence has a lot on his plate. He's the mayor of Worrytown and all that, but maybe he could
talk about that. I'd really be the mayor of Worrytown if I was the manager of the White Sox.
You'd be the manager in Worrytown. That's where the White Sox play.
No, they play at that little, never mind. Just point it more north. You still aren't going north enough.
I like seeing the little ball field on the 78.
Just
when I
point
drive
it
by.
More north. All right, well, I'm going to let that go. When we come back,
no chance.
As a show, we ran across something that we think you, the Bears fan, are going to enjoy. And it has to do with your quarterback and maybe a little acoustic version of your quarterback. We will share that with you next here on The Score.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.